Across the U.S., rural communities don't have enough doctors. In Southern Illinois, one medical school hopes to boost the pipeline of rural physicians. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside takes us there.
It's Thursday morning and a handful of second-year medical students are in a cadaver lab. They gather around their anatomy professor, Jonathan Crimsier, who hands each student a human brain dripping with preservative. Crimsier uses his tweezers to point out different parts of the brain.
Hans, medulla.
The med students are part of a new program run by the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine in Carbondale. It's known as the Lincoln Scholars Program. The goal is to train up-and-coming physicians to work in rural areas. In Illinois, rural communities have almost 50% fewer physicians per capita than urban areas. This follows national trends. Second-year student Madison Funneman grew up in a rural town with just over 6,000 people, so she's seen the rural doctor shortage firsthand.
You look around, we have one hospital. Doctors are far and few. You can just tell the need is so, there's such a high need for doctors in rural areas.
The shortage leaves residents in rural communities struggling to get the care they need. Former U.S. Health and Human Services Director Eric Hargan says the fact that medical schools are often located in larger metropolitan areas is part of the reason it's difficult to recruit physicians to rural communities.
So people, if they're trained in a rural area, many times they stay there. But if you end up sort of sending them to a city to have them trained, they may start out in that city and they're kind of lost to the rural system.
The problem is, rural areas don't just lack family practice doctors. Shortages are particularly stark when it comes to specialists. That means primary care doctors in rural areas need to be adaptable, able to fill in the gaps when specialists are either not available locally or patients aren't able to travel to them. Dr. Jennifer Rose leads the Lincoln Scholars Program. She says on top of all those challenges, the job can be a bit lonely.
It can be isolating to be a physician in a rural area. And so building that support and that networking to reach out to others when you need help, because you can't necessarily refer that patient to another physician without impossible hoops for that patient to jump through.
Rose says hands-on experience in rural clinics right off the bat let students know what they will face after graduation.
We let them get here, figure out where the bathrooms are, and they start delving into clinical medicine right away.
Funneman says she chose Southern Illinois for med school so she could stay close to home, and she's glad she got a chance to immediately dive into clinical work in a rural setting her very first year.
And being within these rural areas, very small areas, you see a lot of different things and a lot of people working in unison. So you're not just working with doctors, you're working very close with PAs, nurse practitioners, and you get that interprofessional work that's really valuable.
Funneman says she hopes to return to her own community when she graduates and become a primary care doctor like her father.
That community kind of shaped me, and I want to give back to them the way that they gave to me, and so that's the whole reason I'm doing this.
Students in the Lincoln Scholars Program aren't required to work in rural areas after they graduate, but the hope is that many of them will choose to stay. Med school programs won't be able to fix the immediate healthcare staffing crisis caused by COVID-19, but they may be able to help boost the pipeline to ensure rural communities are better prepared for whatever the next public health emergency may be. I'm Steph Whiteside, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.